The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 650.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. I'm so happy we get to hang out right now. Thanks so much for listening, and thank you for sharing the show with your friends. Gosh, that means so much to me. You know, if you know other business people, entrepreneurs who could use some motivation and pick me up, well, you know where to send them, and you're doing it, and I appreciate it so much. So I'm wondering, are you looking for a new marketing method, or have you been? You ever get bored with what you're doing? I had a one-on-one session with somebody recently, and they have a really successful blog, or a long-standing blog, and she was asking, like, what can I do besides blog? And she was talking about possibly getting on YouTube, starting a YouTube channel, and all these other ideas, you know, TikTok and all these other things that she had in mind. And so we explored some ideas and we talked about it. And I was saying, well, do you like making videos? You know, do you like technology? Do you like being in front of a camera? Do you like sharing your message that way? And the answer was no, 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 I hate it. No. No, no. And her passion, she really loves writing, which is why she has a blog. And she's had a blog for a very long time, and a good blog, and lots of great stuff in it. You know, even stuff that she wrote a long time ago. Very good, very useful, very thoughtful. And it was funny because I know how she feels. And this is kind of the entrepreneurial curse, isn't it? We do something for a while, we get bored with it, and even if it's successful, we're looking for something else to do, and we're looking for something else to do that maybe we don't even like doing, or maybe we feel like we should be doing, because everybody's saying, oh, you should be on YouTube, and you should be on TikTok, and all these other different things, and instead, we've got this thing that we're really good at that we just aren't going all in with. So how do you know if that's the thing, your thing that you've got for marketing? Because you've heard me talk before on the show about finding the superpower that you have, finding the thing that you're good at. And if you haven't done it yet, I highly recommend go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com, yourmarketingsuperpower.com, and take the test that's there. It's a very quick 5-minute quiz. I don't even think it'll take you 5 minutes. And when you're done, you will know the best method for marketing your business, because some of you are writers. You're the bloggers of the world. You love to write. You love to get your clarity through writing. Some of you are good at talking or teaching or interviewing or getting other people to do stuff, organizing or analyzing statistics or being creative, creating stuff. There's all sorts of superpowers. And so find out what yours is. And so how do you know your marketing method? Well, number one, make sure you love it. Make sure you love to do it. It gives you energy. If it gives you energy, like you finish and you are walking around the house and walking around thinking of more to do and thinking of new ideas, then that's your thing. Some of you, you go to a live event where you engage with other people or you connect with other people and you leave and you need to recharge. Maybe you don't have the gift of connection, but you might be the same people who sit down and you write in your journal and you get ideas and you write a post or you write some ideas down and then you're thinking about all sorts of ideas. So do you love it? What gives you energy? When you find that thing you love, explore the ways that you can make money from it. And if you do this quiz, you're going to get a whole list of ideas of how to use it to market your business and creative ideas. Now, are there some things that maybe you love to do that you can't build a business around? Like, I don't know. I hate to rule anything out, but maybe sitting in a hot tub, I don't know if that specific skill is going to make you money in relation to a marketing. Like, I don't know if it's a marketing skill. It'll definitely make you money in relation to the happiness quotient. So that goes without saying. But if you're looking for a marketing method, you'd be amazed at how many things you're already good at that will make you money. I remember we had somebody in the Train Your Brain Sandbox, and he would do these farmers markets, these little shows where you go and you have a table at a farmers market. And he wanted to recycle old CDs because people quit listening on CDs to music now. And what they would do is they would listen to MP3s, or they have devices instead of actual physical CDs. So he felt bad about all these CDs just getting thrown away. So what he did was he would recycle. He'd collect all these old CDs from people who aren't using them anymore, and he would create on them, and he would make things like the emotional scale on them, or little happy phrases or mantras, and decorate them. Just beautiful little discs that you could hang on your wall that had all this colorful, beautiful stuff on it. And he would sell them at the farmer's market, but mostly he would use them as a marketing tool, a giveaway to get attention and to network with people and to pass them out when he would go to events and share them with people and get attention. People would want to do business with him because they would get this cool little thing they could hang on their wall. It didn't cost him anything because it was recycled. And he got to use his gift of being creative, and it became his marketing method. So you will be amazed at the ideas you get when you're really looking at something that you love doing, and that second, how can you use it to market your business? How can you use it as a marketing tool, as a way to get the message out about your business? So then the third thing that I really, this is the whole reason I wanted to do the show today, was to talk about this particular thing. Because when she was talking to me about her blog, and I know her blog and it's really good, and she was thinking like, oh man, maybe I should do TikTok. I thought, you know, sometimes I think what many of us do, myself included, is we don't master the things we're good at. And some of you follow the Enneagram, and if you do, you'll know what this means. But I'm a 7 on the Enneagram, and 7s are the type. Number 7 is the type that flits around this and that and the other thing. So I'm really saying this point for myself more than anybody. If you're a 5 on the Enneagram, then you know you already master stuff. But generally speaking, many of us today, we don't become masters of the things that we already have a propensity for. It's so easy to get distracted. You know, I'm not kidding when I say I was doing this podcast for at least 3 years before I really started to figure out how to gain traction, where before I really started to figure out how to gain momentum. We had at least 200 episodes in before I really started to figure out what it took to start rising the numbers on iTunes. And I still certainly have not mastered it. I'm still looking at things and figuring things out. But when I was talking to this brain trainer, and I was saying, you know, is it that you hate blogging? Or is it that you think you should be doing something else? Or does it sound kind of appealing to become a master at blogging? Become really, really good at it. Figure out all of the ins and outs of not only the actual craft of writing, but the craft of getting it out to other places, the craft of getting followers to your blog, the craft of being systematic in the way it's shared, all of the things that build a blog, the craft of monetizing a blog. Do you know how many people get advertisers on a blog and make money with their blog? It's crazy. I remember I met someone one time who she was a recipe blogger and she was doing all these recipes and she ended up with such a following and she was making all these like comfort food kind of recipes, right? Cookies and things like that. And she developed such a following that Philadelphia Cream Cheese approached her and said, I want to give you $1,000 a month just to write an article every month, one recipe a month that uses, or maybe it was two that use Philadelphia Cream Cheese. And she was like, I'm going to do that anyway. So maybe the ticket is instead of running around from method to method to method, the ticket is really mastering those things we already love anyway. Because if you are spending time doing something you love all day long and becoming the best at it and getting good at it and getting known for it and getting business from it and getting followers from it and spending your days doing something that is like your thing, the thing you're good at and the thing you love to do, what's better than that? You don't need to be on every channel. Figure out what you're good at and nail it. Check out that test at Your Marketing Superpower. Take that test, yourmarketingsuperpower.com. And when you take that quiz, really fast quiz, you will know what your thing is. And then you have a whole array of marketing choices that you can use that thing to get the word out about your business. Become a master of your craft. Become good at it. You know, if you think about musicians, that's what they do. The good ones, right? They practice. They get good at it. They don't just get up and play the guitar very first time and go, oh, I'm so good at this. No, they have to practice. They get good at it, but they do it because they love it. And so I'm not suggesting practice something you hate. Figure out what you love and just, wow, just get lost in it. Get lost in it over and over and over again. Because why not you? Why shouldn't you be the best at what you do? Why shouldn't you be the one people look to for advice on that thing? Why shouldn't you be the one that people see and go, oh yeah, this is beauty. Watching this person do this thing, this is how it's done. And I love it. And why not just immerse yourself in it? Do that thing you love. Whatever it is you love, do it and it will bring you money. I think I said this on the show the other day, but I'm going to say it again. The little phrase that I have on my desktop that reminds me of how I want to live my life is feel good. After you feel good, engage in whatever you feel like engaging in, and then expect abundance to flow from it. Oh yeah, that's how we do it. You're a brain trainer. That's how we do it.
If you're on Facebook, be sure to catch Dana when she's live. Get notifications when Dana is going live at danaupdate.com. When you're connected at danaupdate.com, you're the first to know when Dana is live and you get access to weekly freebies. Just go to danaupdate.com to get notified and you can hang out with Dana live and get fired up together. Even if you can't join her live, when you're registered at danaupdate.com, you get immediate access to the replays. Hanging out with Dana Live is brain training at its best, so make sure to get registered at danaupdate.com right now.